Even as a vigorous debate rages over the future of Hong Kong's freedoms, a respected United States think tank has named Hong Kong the world's freest economy. Hong Kong officials are welcoming the report, which comes out amid strong popular condemnation of the government and its plans for anti-subversion legislation. The Washington-based Cato Institute gives Hong Kong top honors in its Economic Freedom of the World 2003 annual report. The report ranks 123 nations based on survey data gathered in the year 2001. Researchers based their findings on 38 different variables, such as government taxes and spending, business regulation, and the free flow of information, people, and capital. Hong Kong Financial Secretary Anthony Leung is welcoming the report and promising Hong Kong will live up to its designation as world's freest economy. Mr. Leung says the government will maintain the advantages of the Hong Kong system, which includes a fair competitive environment, small government, and a simple low tax structure. Hong Kong is trailed closely in the survey by Singapore, the United States, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. China holds the 100th position, and India ranks 73. Burma occupies last place. Some countries, like Cuba and North Korea, are not included because data is not available. The report comes during a debate over personal freedoms that has plunged the government into its biggest crisis since the former British colony was returned to China 6 years ago. On July 1st, 500,000 people marched in the streets to protest proposed anti-subversion laws, which many believe will threaten civil liberties. Hong Kong Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa delayed passage of the legislation Monday, but pressure is increasing on Mr. Tung to step aside. Because the data in the Cato Institute report is from 2001, it predates the current controversy. It is unclear to what extent the current political turmoil or the possible passage of anti-subversion laws might affect perception of Hong Kong in future surveys. Kurt Asian for VOA News, Hong Kong.